some sunny day, baby, when everything seems okay, babe, you wake up and find that you're alone, cause I'll be gone.
Robert Plant and Alison Krauss are hitting the road again, going out on tour together in June for the first time in 13 years. They started as an unlikely duo, a former rock star, the Led Zeppelin frontman, harmonizing with a bluegrass legend. But their 2007 album, Raising Sand, won 6 Grammys, including one for the single, Gone, Gone, Gone. Last November, an encore album, the pair released Raise the Roof, which starts off with Quattro, World Drifts In, their take on a song originally performed by Calexico.
Love the run, but not the race. All alone in a silent way. World drifts in, and the world's a stranger.
Alison Krauss and Robert Plant recently joined me to talk about their latest collaboration and the upcoming tour.
Eclipse and million raiders in our time. Occupied and invaded.
Tell me about Quattro. How did you pick Quattro? I just love hearing your voices together on that song. It's just a beautiful song. How did you come to it?
Robert found that and sent it, and it's interesting you like that one. That's the one that I just went nuts about, and that one is the one that I thought, oh, we've got a record here. That, yeah, how long had you known that song, Robert?
Well, hello, Alison. Well, quite a long time. how you doing? There's a couple of really great, well, their writing and their recording, Calexico, it's superlative work, and I think that I've been carrying around this record collection called Feast of Wire and another album called Garden Ruin, and it's just fantastic dynamics in the way that they write and record. It's one of my favorite songs, something I carry with me for a long time. It's a great mood.
Well, let's hear another one. This one is called Can't Let Go.
Don't you, baby, one more time. Sit all alone and cry when it's over. I know, but I can't let go. I'm like a fish out of water and I can't in a tree. You don't even want to talk to me when it's over. I know, but I can't let go. He won't take me back when I come around. Says he's sorry, then he pulls me out. I got a big chain around my neck and I'm broken down. A train wreck, well, it's over.
So I'm going to ask you both the same question. Robert, starting with you, what draws you to Alison Krauss, her style of music and her performance?
Exactly that, those three things. And there's a sort of a very a beautiful, muted serenity about the woman when she's singing and performing. And there's a sparkle in her voice and a sparkle in her eye. And it's good to stand alongside a woman with such a gift. And I was normally in bands where there's no harmonies at all. So to be chastised and bruised into this other role has been an absolute trip. So she's very special to me.
Alison, what draws you to Robert?
Well, I tell you, the first time that we got together to play, I mean, I had a relationship with his music from the 80s. And when I first sang with him, you know, he was a lot of fun, too. It's funny, when I got home, my brother says, well, what was he like? And I said, I feel like we went to school with him. Like, he went to our high school. He had such a love. The first thing he brought up was the Stanley Brothers and a record. That actually Ralph Stanley record that I grew up listening to. And I realized what a love he had for all different kinds of music. And we had great conversations. And when we sang together, it was so different than any other combination of, through the years, I've done a lot of harmony singing. Bluegrass music is you know, based around that.
And full of them, yeah.
We're so different. It makes something, I think, really romantic, the sound of us singing together. It's such different places we come from.
Yeah,
I think it
true.
Creates something really new. And I don't want to say this again. My brother, you know, who always says, he hates everything. He goes, when the two of you guys sing together, he goes, it makes a third voice. And I do think it has a special quality that I hadn't experienced. And we do have a lot of fun.
Well, mm-hmm. to that point, I do think you're right. So let's hear another song. This is Going Where the Lonely Go.
I've got to keep going.
So, Robert, for people who haven't followed the trajectory of your career, can you explain how you make this transformation from being, you know, the front man of one of the biggest rock bands in the world to singing harmony in a country song? That was by Merle Haggard originally, by the way.
Bottom line is, sadly, my life as a rock singer kind of died when John Bonham passed away in 1980. So I've been busy ever since, working my way through various aspects of music, whether it's from North Africa or Southern Louisiana. So I just get drawn to music that has a definitive passion and a draw. And I could think of nothing worse, really. I mean, I was training to be an accountant when I was a kid. For about the best part of 6 months, I went to work counting people's money. And I figure, really, if I were to do the same thing in music and just work repetitively with a style that had some legs and feet to it and nothing more than that, then, you know, I shouldn't have gone out on this pathway in the first place. So I'm all ears and all expression, and I'm pretty good at learning stuff. So the stuff that came to an end in September 1980 was beautiful and commendable, and it was the work of young people. And I've been shifting gears from then right the way through. So when I met Alison back there some 15 years ago plus, I found this door into a beautiful expressive music which allowed me to extend and develop my love and my gift.
Please read the letter. I wrote it in my sleep with help and consultation from the angels of the deep.
The fact is that you're both shapeshifters of a sort. Alison, I was so surprised to learn that you're going to be on Def Leppard's upcoming album that comes out in late May. Is that right?
Yes, I did do that. That was a lot of fun. I sang 72 tracks of layered vocals, and at the end my throat was like hamburger. It was a lot of work. They were so nice, and they sent two songs, and they said pick one, and they were both beautiful, and they let me do both of them.
Yeah.
And as a young person, I used to daydream about being the secret harmony singer under the stage, singing the parts. So it was a fun time.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to hear it. I'm sure your fans will be eager to as well. Listen, the Grammys were held earlier this month. Alison, you didn't win one, which is sort of unusual because you have a whole bunch of Grammys, 27 of them. Beyonce is the only woman with more. Do you secretly want to get your lead back from Beyonce?
I think Beyonce is a spectacular
person. Oh, my God.
Person. I think she is spectacular. I don't think that I would have ever thought of that. I've sure never thought I'd have one to start with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, well, back to this summer. The tour starts June 1st. What do you hope that you can accomplish out on the road? And is there like a song that you're most excited to play on stage that you think your audience sort of might eat up or go crazy for?
But I think Can't Let Go should really be a rocking, swinging thing. Despite the gathering years, we might be able to kick it up and create a little bit of a storm.
All right. Robert Plant and Alison Krauss on tour together for the first time in 13 years. Their album out last year was called Raise the Roof. Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to speak with both of you.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.